On 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport. Time On with Sam McClure.
For Master Builders Training Victoria. Short courses now available. Visit mbavtraining.com.au. RTO 3935.
8 minutes past six. Welcome to Time On, Thursday edition, of course. And right on 24 hours away from footy finally resuming, another potential lockout, the season opener, of course. Season number two for AFLW, the old rivals Carlton and Collingwood do battle. And while we're still a number of weeks away from the AFL season starting, we have more clarity around how it will look, with new footy boss Steve Hocking declaring today it will make no changes to the rules. None. Nothing. Zip. Zilch. Zero. His predecessor, Simon Lethlean, of course, he made several changes last year. He banned the third man up rule. He also changed a deliberate rush behind interpretation, and he cracked down on ducking. So I want you to be in the driver's seat tonight. What would you change, or has Steve Hocking made the right call?
For God's sake, stop changing the rules and leave the game alone.
Settle down, KB, but what do you want? 9429 1116, 0433 98 1116. Now, last night, I made you a promise, and Sharon has in fact delivered. We have another full leather match ball here from Sharon, the official game ball of AFLW. That is online tonight as a prize for the best caller. Do you want things to change? The AFL reminder that they didn't change any rules. Steve Hocking, the new boss of footy, saying today that they wouldn't change anything. They changed quite a lot last year. 9429 1116, 0433 98 1116. Remembering we have another official AFLW game ball. Full leather. These things are unbelievable. They went off like hotcakes yesterday. www.sharon.com.au if you want to get your hands on one. Mark joins us from Backers Marsh. Hello, Mark.
Good evening, everybody. How are you going?
Good, thank you.
That's good. Mate, honestly, this whole thing about changing rules and bringing new rules, which upsets people, I agree with. But there is nothing wrong with deleting or getting rid of a rule totally, especially one that was only brought in last year.
Oh, I know where you're going here, Mark.
Nominating a ruckman to have to take a throw-in or a bounce situation is the most ridiculous rule. Everybody complained across the board, and I'm advocating that the person at the AFL that thought about that one and actually implemented it, it's their ego is the reason why it hasn't been reversed. They don't want to get their little nose out of joint and be looked upon and everyone saying, well, great, mate, that rule you brought in 12 months ago, it's already gone. That was a good idea. No, that person does not want their ego to be hurt. Has to be.
Mark, appreciate your call. I think in fairness to the AFL, not trying to defend them, but balancing up the argument, I think the AFL, you know, change rules and take back rules based on what the feedback is they get from players and coaches and fans. I think that's one of the reasons they brought in the third man up rule, because a lot of ruckmen were complaining, and they also thought that it would eventually make the ruckman obsolete. Appreciate your thoughts though, Mark. John joins us from Port Melbourne. Hello, John.
Hi, good evening all. How are we all going?
We're good.
Fantastic. Look, I couldn't have totally agreed more. No rule changes. Fantastic for the game. The only thing I like to see is give the umpires a bit more free rein. Let them umpire the game on their free spirit rather than being controlled like puppets out there, being told exactly how to go about it at every aspect of the game.
Appreciate your thoughts. John, you are in the running for the official AFLW game ball, the Sharon. Geez, they came for it last night, didn't they? And by the way, Mick in Perth, I think I promised you one at the end of the show. For your daughter Esme, we can find you one. Just call back before 7 o'clock, Mick in Perth, if you're listening. Again, 9429 1116, 0433 98 1116. You're Steve Hocking. You're running the footy department at the AFL. Change rules. Leave them as they are. Best caller gets your hands on the Sharon.
Not really. It's kind of refreshing to not have any changes this year. I think players in general get frustrated with some of the changes and that happens from year to year, and from my first season to now, the game's changed a lot, and I'm a bit of a traditionalist, so it's kind of nice to keep the game the way it is.
Welcome back to Time On, 27 minutes past 6. That was the voice of Lyndon Dunn. Just had a chat off the top, and we asked him about rule changes, and he said, keep the game as it is, stop making changes. Plenty of feedback, both on the calls, 9429 1116, and on the text, 0433 98 1116. Lots of feedback about the third man up rule. We've had a text here from Anonymous. One ruck up should be if a second person goes up, a free kick automatically awarded. Surely it's as simple as that. Lets the team let the team work it out themselves. Oh, he's left his name, Paul from Beaumaris. Well, Paul, I think the reason behind that, and I spent a fair bit of last year talking to different people who made this rule, I think the reason was if you do that, let's say Todd Goldstein, as an example, is about to go up, and then he doesn't. He stays down, and Sean Higgins comes over the top. North Melbourne can argue that Sean Higgins was always going to be the guy contesting that ruck rule. Now, I know that it's ridiculous, but you know, sides find technicalities in rules, and I think that's what has caught the AFL out in this scenario. And now if they feel that if they take it back, teams will find even more holes and use technicalities on that. Hey, a recap on other things Steve Hocking addressed today. If you punch someone, you will be getting a fine or a suspension. Doesn't matter the type of impact or contact, you'll be getting a fine or a suspension from Michael Christian, regardless of the force. And there will be an appointment to replace Peter Schwab as head of umpiring in the next few weeks. That also came out of the press conference today. They have ruled out, by the way, a mid-season draft in 2018. Right, let's get to the calls. 9429 1116, 0433 98 1116. We've got an official AFLW game ball on the line. You can head to Sharon if you want to get one. www.sharon.com.au. Keith in Spotswood, kick us off.
Yeah, g'day, Sammy. I just wanted to mention I've got a 10-year-old daughter, Ella, who's playing for Yarraville Seddon this year. So it'd be great if she could kick one of those Sharons around.
Absolutely.
I reckon on the on rap they haven't changed any of the rules, but there is one thing that I'd like them to tighten up. It's the incorrect disposal rule, where I think a lot of players are not disposing it properly. It hits the ground and the umpire's called play on.
You remember, Keith, they introduced the interpretation to that rule, I reckon it was about 4 years ago, where even if you didn't dispose of the ball, if you got it and you were trying to get rid of it and it was knocked out of your hand in the tackle, it was play on. That has seemed to go in and out of fashion on almost a fortnightly basis.
Yeah, absolutely. But I can remember, I still reckon it cost the Tigers against North Melbourne. I know we won the flag in the previous
time rule. I can't believe this.
But absolutely, Ben Cunnington got tackled by, I reckon it was Titch Edwards, inside 50. All the players stopped, the ball hit the ground.
Yep.
North Belmont players picked it up, ran it down the ground and kicked the goal. And that was absolutely incorrect disposal, and it should have been called that way.
Well, if there's one thing we've learnt from Keith, it is that footy fans have long memories. Good on you, Keith. You and your daughter Ella in the running for the Sharon. Thomas in Point Cook. Hello, Thomas.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you, mate.
I just wanted to touch on how last year they made the big thing about the out of bounds and making it a deterrent, so they tried to play more down the middle.
Yep.
Well, I thought maybe follow along the lines of the AFLW, so that way the umpires don't get crucified by the fans. It's clearly last touch is out. It's not down to interpretation. So players and fans alike aren't getting mixed up with what is a deliberate and what's not a deliberate out of bounds. Mm. Rather than it's off fingers or off whoever, and they know exactly, get it back in play fast and get a free moving game.
Yeah, Thomas, it's an extreme way to look at it. This is one of the things that is a bit of a bugbear of mine, and I don't have many in the AFL, and I'm reasonably strong on this topic. I have no idea why the deliberate out of bounds rule has become the way it is. Who decided 100 years after the game started that we couldn't use the boundary line? Now, if you want to make it that, you know, turning perpendicular and kicking along the ground towards the boundary just to save time, deliberate, fine. But if you're going to change the rule to you have to actually make an attempt to keep it in, who decided that the boundary wasn't your friend at some point 100 years down the track? It hasn't been discussed and it frustrates me to no end, but we digress. Stephen in Brown Hill wants to talk about marking contests. Hello, Stephen.
G'day, how are you?
We're good. It sounds like there's either roadworks or a chainsaw starting in the near vicinity.
Yeah, a bit of roadworks going on. Okay. I just want to talk about marking contests and specifically incidents where the ball might be flying, say, 10 metres over a player's head, but they get a little tug of the jumper or a little push in the back that's not dangerous, but the umpires always call it. I'd like to see them get a bit more of freedom with their interpretation. If they know the player wasn't impacted on getting the ball, then and it's not dangerous, then I don't think it should be a free kick. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a real. I think this is actually one of the really tough ones for the umpires, Stephen, because if they see a pull of the jumper, then automatically, you know, it pricks in their head that there's been a hold and that they have to pay a free kick. And if they get a little nudge in the back, which takes someone under the ball, then that has to be a free kick. So I think it's one of the tougher things. I think you made a really good point. Nick is in Strathmore. What's to talk? Interchange. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Sam. How are you?
Good, mate.
I was sitting here and I was going to say I don't want any changes, but when I think to myself I want clarity,
yeah.
I suppose it always means changes. I'd like to see the prior opportunity. If a player handballs to another player, he has to either handball or kick to dispose. It has to be, can't be any other way. Prior opportunity is gone. So once you've given your first pass off, that's your prior opportunity for the team. It should be a team prior opportunity.
Yep.
Not because you can't really handball to somebody who's in a worse position you just to get rid of it, because then it's just a tackle and a scrimmage. It's just not fair.
So the bloke who gets tackled and doesn't have prior opportunity, it's just bad luck and it's his teammate's fault.
Luck, yeah. Okay. Really, the first person's the one who should be getting rid of the ball and putting it into clean air.
Yeah. Team prior opportunity. It's an interesting one. Is the game ready for it? I'm not sure, and I don't think players would like it, but that's just a gut feel. Chris, in Roxburgh Park, we might make you the last.
Hey, how you going, buddy?
Good, thank you, mate.
Yeah, I'm really happy that they haven't changed the rules, because I know that players and supporters just get sick of rule changes all the time. But if they were going to change one, I'd like to see them. You know those when a player gets the ball and he hits the deck and he does those little rabbit punches like he's pretending to
yep.
try and get rid of the ball?
Yep.
I'd go, nah, you're insulting the intelligence, mate, before you kick.
Yeah. But it's a hard one, Chris, because the umpires come out and say, we specifically want you to make an effort and look like you're making an effort. So, I mean, they're probably trained to a degree to do that.
Yeah, but if they can actually do that, then surely they can actually get it out.
Unless their other arm is pinned.
Yeah, well...
This is why our game is so damn hard. I mean, we're sitting here talking about rule interpretations and what you would change. And, you know, it's one thing to talk about what rules you would change. It's a very different thing to then hand it to the umpires and say, you guys go adjudicate. It is the hardest game in the world to umpire. There's no doubt in my mind about that. By the way, Steve Hocking will join Gary and Tim tomorrow after 7 o'clock in the morning. So make sure you are tuned in to 11:16 SEN. Tim and Gary going along beautifully. I think we might give the share in to Keith in Spotswood. He was the one that talked about prior opportunity. And obviously, little Ella, his 7-year-old, can get a good use out of the footy. We'll get that to you, Keith. Make sure you ring back 9429. 11:16 as we go to the break. Davis Cup captain as we turn to tennis. Leighton Hewitt today announcing that Nick Kyrgios and teenage sensation Alex de Minaur will contest tomorrow's singles rubber against Germany. De Minaur to take on the world number 5, Alexander Zverev. But he said today he's not daunted.
I think it's a great opportunity for me. I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, I'm just going to go out there like it's just another match and leave it all out there on court. Obviously, he's a favourite, but, you know, I'm going to come out there and leave it all out there. Put everything on the line and, you know, try to do everything I can. Yeah, I wasn't expecting any of this, but it's really a dream come true. You know, I don't think there's a greater honour than representing your country, so I'm very proud of this moment and, you know, I can't wait to get out there.
Yeah, all the talk's been about Bernard Tomic in the jungle, but great to see Alex de Minaur, who is just... Well, he's a breath of fresh air and representing his country for the first time tomorrow against Germany's